Well, what about a word for somebody who lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about things in town? So shows up when he comes to town that he's just from.
Well, he's country. He's
okay.
A country guy. He don't know nothing.
Any more words there about somebody from the country?
No, I don't think we just call him a country hillbilly or something like that. He'd come from the country.
Okay.
Well,
what would you call a man you work for? How would you address him?
Oh. Now, you got two ways there. You'd call him Cap'n, or you'd call him Cap'n, whatever his name was. Boss man, whatever his name was. You'd call him Boss, a slang name.
Mm-hmm.
And, You first put that there first. Boss and. All right, first best I can think of your name. Old Miss Ann.
Okay.
Call you Old Miss.
Okay. Well, you might say this is a. You slip and catch yourself. You say, well, this is a dangerous place.
You might fall here.
Okay. Or if you nearly did, you might say.
Now, like to fail there.
Okay. And if somebody's waiting for you to get ready so you can go with him and he calls you, hey, you be ready soon, you might answer, I'll be with you in
just a few minutes.
Okay. You know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure how many more miles you got to go, you might ask somebody.
Yeah, how far it is to San Mountain Valley.
Okay.
And they'd say about. That's one thing I know they lack very much. You take those bouts out, you got the bouts. You say, well, it's about 3 miles. Well, whenever you get them 3 miles, then you got maybe 6 more to go. Them bouts carry you a long way.
Well, you agree with the friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy, or something. You say, what? He says, I'm not going to vote for him. You say,
why you wouldn't vote for him? Then
well, if you want to agree with him, you might say what?
Well, I'm not going to vote for him, no, under no terms. I told a friend of mine that right there. He wanted a colored fella. He said, stay the next block, that next corner right there. He'd see just off the corner. He wanted me to vote for him for council. I told him, I said, John, if you run for dog catcher, I couldn't vote for you. He says, why? You almost raised me. I said, I did. I said, but if you run for dog catch, you know what you'd do? You'd go catch the white man dog, and when you got to mine, you'd kill him and say you couldn't catch him. Well, what will I say out here, lady? He buys some of it.
Mm-hmm.
But he don't buy from me.
Mm-hmm.
And as you was here the first day you come here, and I told you I was expecting the mayor, I wanted to show the mayor how we've been given the runaround. They're supposed to cut the grass and straighten out the ditches. They ain't done nothing over here, although we voted for it. And he don't know that, but he knows it now. And if nothing be done, see, there ain't one way I can get even with him. Meet him at the polls. That's my best bet. You don't need sticks and guns and things to hurt a fella. You can hurt him better by not voting for him than you can by fighting him. You can't. You don't win nothing in a fight. You lose every way you go. Nobody win in a fight to a prize fight.
Yeah.
They don't want to win. You lose.
Hmm. Well,